While some sports remain in sort of a scheduling triage, not knowing if or when or how they'll finally get their seasons going, there is one pastime whose time is up. Minor League Baseball officially canceled its 2020 season recently, and thousands of players have to put their dreams on hold till next spring. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime online for all the info you need to give and support the show at WWIB.com. One of those guys in the baseball system is Marshfield, Wisconsin native Trevor Schwaike, 6'180-pounder, an infielder playing for the Toronto Blue Jays organization, and he is with me on S&C today. Trevor, thanks for taking the time. Appreciate you being on Sports and Commentary. Minor League Baseball season has been put to bed for this year because of COVID. Give me your thoughts about it.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a series of unfortunate events, but, you know, like everybody else, you pretty much kind of got to adapt to it and react to the way that you want to prepare for the next season that's going to happen. So, you know, whether that's just getting reps in outside, inside, doing what you can to stay busy and ready for the next season.
Mm-hmm. This decision did not happen overnight. Tell us how all this stuff, the 2020 season, unraveled for you guys as players.
Yeah, so we were down at our spring training facility in Dunedin. I believe we were about, I want to say 4 to 5 days into the beginning of spring training. We were just about to start going live against the pitchers. And, you know, we had a meeting in our in the discussion room, or it was actually, like, attached to the kitchen at that time. And so they were pretty much just telling us, hey, like, we obviously know there's news breaking out about the coronavirus. You know, here are some precautions and safety procedures that we need to go through every day. Kind of ensure that your guys' safety is like our number one concern. And so that was kind of like the introductory phase to it, where we were just kind of getting aware of it and whatnot. And then it progressed pretty quickly. You know, 2 days later, I believe it was, they called us in and said we were kind of hearing rumors that, you know, minor league is down and escalating pretty quickly. And so they pretty much said again, like, you know, we're just going to kind of do, like, manual screenings. We're going to ask you guys for symptoms and to see if there's anything that's kind of out of the blue or out of the ordinary. And then we went back to our hotel rooms, and then I remember that night we saw that the NBA had canceled their season, and all of us were thinking, like, you know, what if we're next? You know, what if we get sent home? And then we came in the next day, and they said, yeah, the MLB is mandating that we hold you guys for at least, like, 72 hours. You know, probably not the smartest idea to be sending everybody back across the country if one of you guys could have it. And then within 24 hours, they had already arranged travel plans to send us back home. So it was a very, very quick process that none of us really anticipated.
Yeah. You're at the front end of your pro career, Trevor. What does this cancellation do for your development as a baseball player?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody's kind of in the same boat in that regard. You know, especially getting drafted in 2019, you know, you're hoping to make your first long season team. It's a big year for your development, you know, going from playing the 72-game schedule to playing, I believe it's 142. That's a big jump, and that's one thing that I was, you know, really looking forward to. But, you know, like you said, you just kind of got to adapt to it and try to follow the same path that you would have as if you were in the season in order to prepare for the next time that there's baseball, whichever that is, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you played short season A-ball for the Jays last year in Vancouver. You're from Milwaukee, well, Marshfield, but you played college ball at UW-Milwaukee, and that's where you are right now. How are you staying in baseball shape here?
Yeah, so in Wisconsin, as you know, it's a little hard to get outside and get some live reads in the winter and even the spring and the fall. So your time is pretty limited here to be able to get outside and kind of, you know, get ground balls and whatnot. But I'm very fortunate that I've been able to work out at a couple different academies down here, hitters and sticks. They have a full turf infield, and they have, you know, probably 6 or 7 cages, machines, everything. So they have all the equipment and what I need to prepare myself for next season. So kind of just staying in touch with other pro guys around the area and getting our work in, you know, every day.
All right, sounds good. Can you give us, you know, a sense of the human toll here? I mean, it's one thing to call it quits for the season from the organizations and from minor league baseball, but we're talking real people. Real careers, real promising prospects here. What is the cost to the players, your teammates? How does this turn your careers upside down a bit here?
Yeah, you know, like I said, it's a very unfortunate time for baseball. You know, on top of a lot of the guys getting released, our season being canceled, and then the disagreement between the players' union and the MLB. You know, it's just kind of it's just kind of giving us perspective. You know, everybody's, like I said, everybody's kind of dealing with the same thing. One another is trying to like help each other out, pick each other up, and you know, it's just the biggest, like, the biggest concern is the unknown. Like, we never knew that our season was going to for sure be canceled. We never really knew when baseball would be next. So it's kind of hard that everybody's kind of trying to stick together and prepare for the next season when you don't really know when it is. But it's just kind of keeping that narrow and focused mindset and staying and getting after it every day.
All right. Infielder Trevor Schwaike, 13th round draft pick last year of the Toronto Blue Jays, and he is from Marshfield. And man, we're out of time here, Trevor, so let's pick it up on our next sports and commentary, talk about that first year of pro ball, short season pro ball in Vancouver, and what that was like for you, and your time in the North Woods League too. Played here locally, so we'll visit about that too. Trevor Schwaike, thanks for being here, appreciate it. We'll talk again soon. Have a great one.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me on.